don't know why you think that you could help me when you couldn't get by yourself.
Right.
And I don't know.
It is Thursday, so of course we've got Michelle Spencer in the studio. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, hello.
And got your daughter Ellie back in the
studio.
Are you going to be doing some yoga with your mum later?
Yeah.
Nice one.
Yeah, she's like, sure.
Yeah.
Dragging her to the gym afterwards she's doing her D of E, so it's that physical component of it, the Duke of Edinburgh Award.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice stuff. Yeah. So, what have we got today then?
So, like I said, we're going to be talking about pinched nerves. So, I'm just answering a question that I've gotten recently is someone asked me if they can do yoga with a pinched nerve. And again, pinched nerve is such a general term. You can get pinched nerves anywhere really in the body. So again, the answer is it depends. So pinched nerves, again, my answer to that, if you're asking me, can I do yoga with a pinched nerve? Again, my question would be then, where is it? So pinched nerve is a general term we use for when there's too much pressure applied to a nerve in your body. And usually you can get it as in the form in a neck is the more general one.
Right.
Sciatica is another one. So that's a term you've probably heard. Sciatica,
sure,
a lot of people say that. Carpal tunnel syndrome.
Oh, is that classed as a
That's
classed
as a pinched nerve as well. Yeah, because that's actually what it is. You're pinching a nerve. So the pinched nerve, when there's pressure put on it by either a bone or a muscle or a tendon, it just causes that pain in the body. So again, we need to decide what kind of pinched nerve we're talking about. If we're talking about a pinched nerve caused by a herniated disc in the back, that's a whole different class. So again, like I said, the answer is it depends. So my quick and short answer would be if you have a herniated disc, I would avoid, and actually general recommendation is avoid any kind of physical movement until it heals. So it would be rest and ice, and probably your doctor's also prescribed you some anti-inflammatories just to bring it down. If you've got pinched nerve in the neck, again, I would be really cautious even with yoga because we do a lot of neck movement in the yoga and it can be really painful.
Right.
With yoga in general, I always say listen to the body. So again, ease off your practice with any kind of pinched nerve, whatever you have. Anyways, practice more gently. Yeah. If you've got carpal tunnel syndrome, you can practice. And I do have people who come with carpal tunnel syndrome because we can avoid putting pressure on the wrist and avoid that. In general, if you're doing down dogs, for example, where we're bringing hands onto the floor and putting, normally we would put pressure on the wrists. I recommend people bend at the elbows and bring the forearms down. You could do the same thing on all fours.
So it's tips and tricks.
Yeah, exactly.
Always.
So you always need to tell your teacher, always.
Yeah.
Sciatica, on the other hand, yoga is really good for sciatica. And in fact, if you were to go to the physiotherapist to have your sciatica treated, your physiotherapist would actually give you yoga moves.
No.
Yeah. So I always say, come to yoga. So because sciatica, yoga is actually one of the only kind of exercises you can do, not exercise, but one of the only kind of classes you
movement.
Can do. Movements, that you can do where we'll give you things that will help you. So for example, we've done a few of these. In fact, one of the ones that I do when people tell me they have sciatica or they have any lower back pain is we lay on our back. We extend, so for example, we might extend the right leg up in the air and left leg long, and we flex both feet. I'll also probably ask you to bring a yoga belt around the bottom of the right foot, so the foot that's in the air, and then just pull it back gently. Mm. And by flexing both feet, what we're doing is we're engaging the muscle in a different way. And that sciatic nerve actually travels from the base of the spine through your gluteus, your glutes, down around the inside of the leg. So it's a funny position for it. So by flexing the feet in that position, we're actually engaging the muscles in a different way that it relaxes the muscles around the sciatic nerve rather than compressing it. Good. And then we can also open it out to the side. Mm-hmm. Another one that's really good is child's pose. So anyone can do this. This is the one I sent you the photo when I said, all will be revealed. So child's pose, again, we just sit back on our heels. We can even hug a bolster if we want. And it's really nice, relaxing. And you'll feel it along the base of the spine, right, relaxing, yeah, the muscles, pulling, stretching it out. And another one I really, really like is on our back. Again, knees bent. And we just squeeze the knees gently in and out from the chest. And again, it's just nice relaxation. And the final one that, again, your physiotherapist will probably give you is reclined pigeon. And that's, again, where we lie on our back. We bring the right ankle maybe onto the left knee and lift the left leg up. So we've done this one seated in the chair before.
Yeah, when you said that, that did sound familiar. Totally. Yeah, I don't know what episode. Well, we call them episodes, don't we? I'm not sure what that was.
So we've done that one in the chair. So you can do it in your chair right now if you wanted to. You can lift your right ankle, place it on your left
you
knee.
Do it as well. Yeah, you're doing it. Well
done. It's a good hip stretch as well.
Right.
We need to work on this child's flexibility, which is totally common in teenagers, by the way. Yeah. So, and again, so
I thought you were going to say for yoga teachers' daughters.
No, it's really common. I used to teach teenagers to yoga, and it's so funny how many teenagers cannot touch their toes, but they want to all do the splits. I'm like, no, let's work on touching the toes first. Okay. So, right ankle onto left knee. Mm-mm. Left knee is bent, and then all you can do if you want more of a stretch, although I'm sure Ali doesn't, you can press down on the right knee and it just gets into the hip a bit more. This one you can do on your back again, and both feet flex. So again, the key here is flexing the feet, just to engage the muscle.
Okay.
Things to completely avoid, though, if you're going to a yoga class, funnily enough, is touching the toes with straight knees. Ooh. So often you'll hear your teacher say, if you can't reach your toes or you're having a hard time or the back hurts, bend the knees. So bend the knee. It's not just a, you know.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the exercises I was given because I get that now and again.
Yeah.
So you have to sort of like, one of them is where you're holding the, let's say my left hand is out against the wall and I've got my left foot, I'm on tippy toe.
Yeah.
And then so I'm just keeping my foot straight and flexed and then you're sort of like just swinging left to right so it eases it up. So what you're saying is actually making sense as well. If I'd have known you, I could have just come to you.
I say that all the time. I'm like, save yourself thousands. Sorry, physiotherapist. Yeah. Another one to avoid if you've got sciatica, though, is also twists, actually. So when you're twisting in the torso too much, because again, it's torquing, you're putting a lot of pressure on that nerve no matter what.
Yeah, it's making me yoga funny. If you suffer from sciatica at home, you're going to know exactly. I bet you're grimacing as well, because I get the thought of doing that when you've got that. I call it an injury. It's not fun at all, is it?
No, it's not at all. No. So that would be my major tips. And like I said, I've sent you some photos so we can post up of apanasana. That's the knees in and out to the chest.
And apanama.
Apanasana.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you what it actually translates
apanasana.
To? It's the best one. So I would avoid eating chili or eating beans before you do apanasana, because apanasana actually translates from Sanskrit into English into wind relieving pose.
Oh, is that what it's called? Have you done that one, Ellie?
A few years ago, yeah.
It's a good one to do on babies.
Apanasana. Apanasana.
I typed it up for you.
Yeah,
that's it.
Juno, can you say it, Ali?
Apanasana? I can't say it. Yeah. Was that right?
Well,
no.
They don't teach Sanskrit in school.
Yeah. So anyway, so we'll have all those pictures that you've sent that I'll have to have a look at. And we'll put them up with your episode as well. There's a lot of people that do suffer from sciatica. And again, you know, I've bounced that in and out constantly. So yeah, that's an important one. Anything else?
My brain fog has been so bad this
really?
Week, Joke. Honestly, like yesterday.
Is it the
weather? Well, I called Alistair Esther earlier today, and I'm like, who is Esther? Who is Esther?
I can't even think of any Esthers. I can't even think of any celebrities that called Esther.
Esther
Ranson. I do know an Esther, actually, she's in her 20s, so yeah. But yeah, I'll digress. We're digressing now. But listen, thank you so much, as always. Nice to see you again, Ali, as well.
Nice.
Make sure you do your stretching, though. Right? Yeah. I've got a surprise one for you. Actually, I found this in the library. So, Michelle, I've got one for you.
My spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
Cabo, met that girl in Cabo. wearing Ferragamo. We was going shot for shot like Desperado. Snuck into the bathroom, she might be a problem. I should probably stay away. Girl, you crazy, couldn't even wait for the room. Shaking, shaking, trying to keep up with you.
Hey, you're my spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
Sha, 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 I just can't stop. You're the only one I want.
You're my spicy margarita, baby. Burn my tongue, make me say.
Morning, sex me in the morning. Put on a performance. I be going shot for shot for shot. She think I'm Jordan, but she screamed a roller. My ego enormous.
Filling up your body, babe.
Girl, you crazy. Couldn't even wait for the room. Shaking, shaking, trying to keep up with you.
You're my spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
Sha, 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 I just can't stop. You're the only one I want.
You're my spicy margarita, baby. Burn my tongue, make me say.
Is it hot enough?
Yeah, it's hot enough.
Should I take it off?
Yeah, yeah, you should take it off.
Is it hot enough?
Yeah, it's hot enough.
Should I take it off?
Yeah, yeah, you should take it off.
So that was Jason Derulo telling Michael Bublé how to be cool. If you've